Today I am visiting the Holy Trinity Church in Stratford-upon-Avon. This is the place where William Shakespeare is buried. And yesterday was the day when, the anniversary of the day when he was baptised, 26th of April. It's rumoured that he was born and died on 23rd of April, but nobody knows for sure because records were never kept back then when he was alive. So I'm just visiting this place, taking some photos and things. It's amazing down by the River Avon. I thought I'd read for you a short poem by William Shakespeare, A Message from Beyond the Grave. So it's called Carpe Diem, which does not translate to seize the day, as you may have heard. I believe the phrase seize the day is popularised by the self-help industry. But the phrase originally comes from, in full, it's Carpe diem quam minimum credula postero, from a poet in Rome called Horace, and translates as pluck the day and put no trust in tomorrow. So the poem Carpe Diem by William Shakespeare goes as follows. O mistress mine, where are you roaming? O stay and hear your true love's coming, that can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting, journeys end in lovers' meeting. Every wise man's sons doth know. What is love? 'Tis not hereafter. Present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty. Then come kiss me, sweet and twenty. Youth's a stuff will not endure. So, yeah, carpe diem. Or seize the day, as we more commonly say these days. To see the photo, if you're not seeing it already, just go to audioboo.fm/Ian, where you can see this recording, and there's a map there of exactly where I am, where the church is, and so on. So I hope you like the photo. And the poem, Carpe Diem. Leave me your thoughts, leave a comment on audioboo.fm/Ian or on Facebook or wherever.